Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues and events, all involving the entrepreneurial community in our state. And here to help us, as always, is John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is now. John, welcome back and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mike. I guess this is the end of the last decade, right? Decades ends on zeros. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So this is 20. This is the end of the decade, not the beginning of a new one.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to agree with you on that. This is a new decade. Come on.
One of those philosophical discussions.
Right. So what's showing up on your radar in the old slash new decade?
Actually, something you sent my way over the holidays, the Brookings Institute and the IT and Innovation Foundation have put together a study where they're making a case for growth innovation centers across the United States. 90% of all the high-wage innovation sector jobs are in a handful of places: Boston, San Francisco, San Jose, Seattle, San Diego. That's pretty amazing. 90%. Across the rest of the country, there's a few places that are doing okay in terms of innovation. In the South, the place you think about is Research Triangle Park. I think one of those, fortunately, is Charleston. You know, their percentage of innovation sector jobs as a percentage of their total wages is growing. But what Brookings has identified is other communities across the country that they think have potential to be a part of the, you know, a next dynamic innovation center, but maybe don't have the growth yet to reflect that either in, you know, jobs in this sector or in the wealth that those jobs create. And Greenville's on that list, Columbia's on that list, and then another South Carolina community that's it's a bedroom community of Charlotte, Rock Hill, York County, is on the list as well. So maybe a bit of a backhanded compliment that, hey guys, you got a lot going for you. What's taking you so long kind of thing, huh?
I see it as an encouragement to, okay, so there are plenty of places around that we can create these high-growth innovation centers in the United States. Why keep focusing on the handful?
There you go. Let's look at it from the positive. All right, so let's get our act together and take advantage of the opportunities in our backyard. You and I have talked about that for some time now, so like maybe 20 years.
And that's exactly why I sent you this article over the holidays. I said, wow, look at this stuff that John Warner's been talking about for a long time is showing up in a major research article.
Right, and we are making progress. So let's, you know, we're joking about it a little bit, but some of the things they look at, science-related university research that's going on, you know, that's improved. The number of people who have college degrees in a community, that's improved. We actually do pretty well in a category that surprised me a little bit, and that's science PhDs. So you think about the PhDs being granted at Clemson and the University of South Carolina, and we do pretty good nationally by that score. Now, the percentage of innovation jobs in our total workforce is much lower than the nation as a whole, and that, I think that's what they're identifying is, hey, you've got some of these other assets, but yet you don't really have the jobs to go along with it. And the reason this is important, these are high-growth industries, and they're very high-income kind of jobs. And so, you know, we've had a branch manufacturing approach to economic development really since the early 60s. We didn't make the turn that North Carolina and Georgia made about 30 years ago when they started focusing on more, you know, university and innovation-related kinds of activities. What this is telling me is it's a good opportunity for us to kind of rally around this. It's important. You know, we have assets we can build on, and, you know, we want to make sure that we're taking advantage of those like other communities are. This broader study nationally is making some recommendations for federal policy saying, you know, places like Silicon Valley and Boston, they were driven by federal dollars. I mean, right after World War II, a lot of defense spending kicked those off. And so Brookings is suggesting that maybe the federal government, you know, target some of these places where there are assets like in Columbia and like in Greenville, things we can build on. We're not building from scratch.
I think that the case they're making is that it's time to spread the love.
Spread the love around. I think that's a good idea, especially when the love comes our way, huh?
Exactly. Okay, so what's showing up on your business calendar as we start a new/old decade?
Well, there's a German-American Business Summit down in Charleston that's coming up. SCORE is starting up their programs all over the state. And then, of course, there's Tech After Five, and I've noticed that Million Cups are popping up all over the state, too.
John, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.